consumer devices like smart home appliances and vehicles loaded with small computers to provide intelligent functionality. These intelligent appliances connect to the internet for remote control and administration. Having computers on these things, it may not be long until we can see malware on these devices too. Remember that appliance manufacturers are not IT companies, hence they may not have the capability to implement data security in their products. A hacker compromising a manufacturer's server could trigger a firmware update on connected appliances and make it perform additional functions, including attacking other servers on the internet. It may sound like an event from a science fiction movie, but the reality is possible. What is the difference between a malware and a virus? Many people confuse malware with viruses. A virus is a type of malware, with malware including viruses and other malicious software. The first malware were viruses, and developers wrote antivirus software to eliminate these malicious programs. Even when viruses evolved to other forms, people still call them viruses, and antivirus companies are using the same term even if they are targeting other malware variants. Viruses are no longer common in their original form. With antivirus vendors constantly updating their algorithms, malware developers have to come up with new variants to avoid detection, often employing social engineering to propagate malware faster by tricking victims to install it along with legitimate software. If we look at how malware developers remain active over the years, we can surmise that it is a financially rewarding business. Therefore, we can expect cyber criminals to continue developing better malware while antivirus companies play catch-up. The only way to combat malware is to understand the threat it presents, how it spreads and propagates, how to detect it, and how to remove. What are potentially unwanted programs, PUPs? People love free software. However, developers need to earn money too. Malware developers see this as an opportunity to spread malware while providing revenue to free software developers. What they come up with are installers for legitimate software that also install malware during installation. Antivirus companies call these potentially unwanted programs instead of malware, since victims give explicit permission to install them. They have no way of knowing if users allow the installation on purpose or unknowingly installs them. Why would users give permission to install PUPs? Most users do not bother reading user agreements that installers display during installation. Instead, they simply click on the default buttons or press enter. Even if users will read the agreements and prompts, some may not understand the message and assume that they are installing software that is necessary for the main program to work. Unfortunately, PUPs are easy to install, but are often frustrating to remove from the system. Most have more than one instance running, such that removing a copy will trigger the second copy to reinstall it. Many recent PUPs affect users' browsers, which can be very annoying. How to detect the presence of malware? Users familiar with their computer will sometimes notice unusual behavior. Some are obvious, like the browser's looks suddenly changing. Other users may lose their files or the file types are changed. Users may even see system errors that were not present before. Some changes are not visual, like a program accessing the hard disk and making noise even when the computer is idle. Malware accessing an external server can slow down internet connection. Infected computers can also be unresponsive when hidden processes are running and using up the computer's memory. Before assuming that malware may be causing the problem, try restarting the computer and leave it for a few minutes without running any program. If the computer is still slow, then there may be an unwanted background program running, but it still needs confirmation. On Windows, check the hard disk space by opening any folder and clicking Computer on the left. A hard disk with very little space can slow down the computer, and malware may not be the cause. If there is plenty of hard disk space available, run the Task Manager by holding Ctrl-Alt-Delete and selecting it from the menu. Click on the Performance tab and observe the real-time graph. Both a CPU and memory usage should be relatively flat if the computer is idle. An active graph could mean that a hidden program is busy. Click the Applications tab to confirm. There should be no application listed if the user did not execute a program. If there is no program listed and the CPU or memory graph is active, then there could be a malware running in the background. To see the process that is using up the memory, click on the Process tab, then click Memory to display the list in descending order. Check its image name and description. Right-click on a name, then select Properties to get more details. Use a search engine to validate suspicious names. The Networking tab can also give clues on the presence of malware. There should be no network activity if the computer is idle. If the network is slow and this graph is active, then a hidden program is accessing an external server or computer. These are just some ways of detecting the possible presence of malware. Without knowing what the malware exactly is, however, it could be difficult to remove it manually.